Assembly of First Nations National Chief Perry Bellegarde is encouraging Indigenous and government leaders to discuss the future of energy in Canada. Bellegarde says Canadians, premiers, and First Nations are divided on how to proceed with pipelines. But he says First Nations need to be at the table in finding the right balance between the environment and the economy.
My position has always been it's up to the rights and title holders. And it's also been create the space for dialogue. And when you involve First Nations people, whether you're talking about duty, consult, and accommodate, whether you're talking about free, prior, informed consent, whether you're talking about balancing the environment, the economy, when you have First Nations people at those tables, you find that good balance.
An Indigenous group headed by former Thunderchild First Nation Chief Delbert Wapas says it may prepare a purchase bid to the federal government for the Trans Mountain Pipeline. Also at yesterday's gathering in Big River, Bellegarde spoke to the premiers about reforming child welfare systems for Indigenous youth. Premier Scott Moe says there are still plenty of details regarding the future changes to child welfare.
How do we engage, and not only when it comes to setting up and supporting our child and family services programs as we move forward, our supports for those families, how do we, at times when a child needs to leave their family, how do we put the supports in place so they don't actually, hopefully, have to leave their community?
Bellegarde says Indigenous leaders should be full partners in the National Premier's Conference. And the premiers are in Saskatoon today, and one of the major issues they're discussing is internal trade barriers and also balancing jobs and the environment. Premier Scott Moe is chairing the meeting of the Council of the Federation that runs today and tomorrow.
This meeting is a good opportunity for the provinces and the territories to foster a more productive, a more constructive relationship.
The premiers will spend today discussing trading between the provinces and territories, and Mo says the premiers will discuss health care and mental health related issues tomorrow. A new report says about half of First Nations children living on reserve are doing so in poverty. The report says the numbers are even worse in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations Chief Bobby Cameron says although the numbers aren't necessarily surprising, it doesn't make them any less alarming.
You know, I would say, and many would agree with me when I say, we're in a state of emergency. That's what it is. And if we don't do something about it now, we're going to lose thousands of our youth to the justice system, to the addictions that many are battling with now.
The report was commissioned by the Assembly of First Nations and the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. A partnership between FHQ Developments and PQA has launched the first Indigenous software testing training course in Saskatchewan. The four-month in-class session is delivered by a professional instructor and supported by a software testing expert, followed by a two-month paid internship. Plato Sask Managing Director Dennis Kerrigan says graduates are then offered permanent jobs.
Everyone who completes the program is offered a job. Not everyone accepts it. Some people choose to go on to other training. But those that do accept, get a chance to build a career in software testing.
The training is taking place at the University of Regina College Avenue campus. It appears Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has his work cut out for him in terms of appealing to First Nations voters in the upcoming federal election. A recent poll says Liberal support among Indigenous voters has dropped 17 points from where it was in 2015 to 24%. University of Saskatchewan Professor Ken Coates says the way former Justice Minister Judy Wilson-Raybould was kicked out of caucus continues to damage the Liberal brand.
This is somebody who went to Ottawa specifically to help the Prime Minister do what he said he wanted to do, was not just to do incrementalism, but to do transformative change in the way in which Indigenous people interacted with government.
Wilson-Raybould was expelled from the Liberal caucus this spring after a dispute with the Prime Minister's office over how a case against SNC-Lavalin should be prosecuted. The chief of a Northern Ontario First Nation threatened by fire says a plan to evacuate residents using buses and boats has been put on hold. In a Facebook post, the chief of Pikangikum First Nation says the evacuations have been postponed due to a lack of space in host communities. A full evacuation of Pikangikum was ordered on Monday as crews battle a fire burning about 6 kilometers southwest of the community. The province has said it's reaching out to mayors across Ontario to ask that their communities host evacuees. Six First Nations have filed a second legal challenge against the federal government's approval of the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion. They say it was based on bias toward the project that the government owns. Chief Leah George Wilson of the Tsleil-Waututh First Nation says the Federal Court of Appeals order for Canada to conduct more meaningful consultations did not change the process.
Canada withheld information regarding their scientific assessments of diluted bitumen impact and only provided this information to Tsleil-Waututh after the formal close of consultation.
The federal government bought the pipeline for $4.5 billion, saying it was in Canada's economic interest.